I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Guess who? The man you committed your life to. The man you said for better or worse, richer or poorer, in sickness and health, till death do you part. Which was a verbal pledge. But then again, I will contend from the scripture. And, you know, I do. Of course, those who seem to maybe don't believe the scripture or just use it as a tool will not contend on the idea that marriage begins with sex and ends with death. But you see, every challenge I've taken, every verse I've looked at, I can back that up. You want to take me on? Or are you, what would be a good word, cowardly? Just real quick, because I got, you know, one of the problems with software is you make a little error, and that little error can, and I did that today and took hours. But anyway, Big Frog was hopefully going to happen a week ago, and right now it looks delayed even further. So, a serious bummer, even though I had my window open today because it was warm enough. That was delightful. But two other things real quick. One is I'm hearing little things here again, especially in Europe, about the Omicron, the latest variant of the virus. It amazes me. Because you have people like the woman, the doctor who originally pointed out, here it is, said, and it's mild, it's not a big deal. And Europe is in panic. And they're using it, what's her name, von der Leyen or whatever, the woman who's the head of the EU, said, we need to start looking at mandatory vaccines in Europe. And, you know, that's fallen a little bit on its face in the U.S., but they're not stopping. And it amazes me what I heard the von der Leyen state was, we need to do what the science tells us. The problem is, those are words that are used to give weight, but there's no science behind it. Again, remember, it's called the case-demic by some, which makes a lot of sense because they're talking about the number of cases. What a case meant 2 years ago was somebody who was sick. A case now means somebody who tests positive. And the tests, demonstrably, especially the PCR test, huge numbers of false positives. So they're not telling you that you're sick. They're telling you that you took a test and that you have, you know, and it's interesting. I've even heard described because, you know, they usually take a swab and whatnot and stick it in your mouth. And if you get things like food particles or something that nature or other things that you may have that are not really in you per se, but it could show up as a positive because of that. That's why the positive rate is so high. And it's ridiculous. My concern is, do you have a reason to say no? No to the mask, no to the vaccine? Or are you simply bound? Because that's what the science tells us. No, it's what the scientists tell you. And the scientists are run by paychecks, not by science. But I'm concerned for my family. And for whatever reason, even though obviously I'm starting, because I usually have a 1 week reminder start when birthdays come up. And there's a birthday coming up. And for me, it's, for the last several years, it's been the hardest day of the year. Because I'm in love with that lady. But I'm also, George has been on my mind big time. Because, well, his birthday's be the one afterwards. But he's my son. And, you know, he's about to turn 21. He's the one that 2 years ago wrote me and said, I wish we were family again. He also wrote me, as I pointed out, I don't like my life, Dad. And his dad's been trying to reach back to him. And I'm going to continue to. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, the woman I committed my life to and continue to live that commitment, which is what a follower of Christ would do. So remember, if you say Jesus is the Redeemer, you're right, but he's the Redeemer of his elect. And if you simply ignore his commands, if you love him, you'll obey his commandments. And if you don't obey his commandments, do you love him? Do you love the institution? Do you love the world? Did you ever really love me? Or did you love the things that I had the potential of providing? It really hurts to think about that, because I have no idea. But be assured, beyond question, my lady, my wife, I love you.